music. I got some bangers that I'm going to be blazing. And, yo, let's get straight to the point. This week, royalty was in town. Seriously, I'm not talking about a duchess. I'm not talking about a dame. I'm not even talking about first lady. I'm talking about the queen of hip-hop right now. The queen of hip-hop, Nicki Minaj. I caught up with her. She's here right now. What's going on?
Hi, baby. That, you know what? That was my best ever introduction in the world. So God bless you and I love you. Thank you.
I'm just going to say that everybody in the studio bow down to Nicki right now. Everybody bow.
Oh, God. Bow. And they really do it being funny. Thank you.
I'm in the presence of greatness right now. Seriously, aww. Nicki, it's real good to have you on the show. How does it feel to be in the UK?
I feel amazing to be in the UK. I've heard a lot about you, so it's an honor to be here with you, number one.
Thank you.
Everybody knows I've had this crazy fascination with the UK, so to be here right now, it feels like, I don't even believe this. I'm a freaking little black girl from South Jamaica, Queens, you know, New York City, and here I am in London. Like, this is a big deal for hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you rapped about it. You talked about being in the Buckingham Palace. You're like, right now you're staying nearby there. It's just like...
Yes.
It's a phenomenal trip as well, seriously. Crowds outside. You've got people fainting in your arms.
Yes.
Hotels trying to kick you out. It's like some Beatles business going on.
Yeah, it feels like we're freaking... Like, this is a secret reality show that I don't know about. Like, someone's playing tricks on me. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But shout out to the kids. I mean, I don't know if they're cutting school. I hope they're not. But they've been out. They met me at the airport. They've been at the hotel. They waited. They were there earlier, you know, today and stuff. I mean, they're just like really, really showing love. And it feels amazing.
This is your first visit to the UK. Drake didn't get this.
What?
When Drake first came to the UK, I took him to like Hyde Park, because across the road from where you were staying earlier in the week, and like nobody recognized him. Nobody could see what was coming. This was before he blew up, though. This was before the album came out and everything. Now it's a different story. Now it's like military trips when he comes over.
Right.
He can't even name him or anything like that. It's a totally different story. But, like, seriously, seeing you in the front page of newspapers, I've seen pictures of you arrive at the airport. I haven't seen this for any hip-hop artist.
Wow.
Seriously.
That is a big deal that you just said that. And I don't know why it is. Because a lot of other people were telling me that. And I'm like, you're just, you know, pulling my leg. I don't know what it is. I think the people in the hotel were looking at me like what the, you know, because they probably have no idea who I am, so they're looking at me like, what? Because, you know, people are and the paparazzi won't leave, like, you know what I mean? I've never gone through this in my life. It feels like, seriously, I wish I could have this moment for life. This moment right now, being here, is the best thing in the world.
Okay, let's get into that right now. It's DJ Semsex, One Extra, Nicki Minaj, Moment for Life.